you big thinkers, you.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Outside of Josh still being ill, no major tragedies of any kind last night. No major earth-shattering world events last night, right? When well, we come can, in here today.
You can say that. I mean, we bought some corn on the cob. It was barely sweet. So I'm dissatisfied
with
good.
That. If that's all we have to be concerned about, I'm very, very happy about that. I just, you know, sometimes when you go through news cycles that include a tremendous amount of turmoil, you are always on edge that you're going to be missing something.
Yeah. Do you, like me, when you wake up early in the morning and after you get your regular text from Josh that he's not coming in, do you cringe?
By the way, get used to it. You know, it's going to be me and you because these are the tells. You know how that works. You know, we've been through... We've been through multiple cycles, so
I began my suspicion when he put bronchitis in quotation marks.
Josh is out sick. He's taking steroids. He's really ill.
It's exactly what I went through 2 weeks ago. He'll feel better this afternoon, and tonight he will be starving.
Okay.
Steroids are like magical. He'll do great.
It's like kid starving woke up this morning. He's on a new look, growing boy. I get it.
He's on a new
kick where he was hangry today as I took him to the bus. And because he wanted, this is the little Lord Fauntleroy syndrome here, that he wanted to go to the Starbucks and get that that bacon Gouda sandwich that he likes so bad.
Papa would love to go and have a freshly melted Gouda biscuit.
He was a little ragged out, but he knew it too. He knew it. Like it now because now he's at the age where he knows he's being an a-hole, so he can
Does
joke
he
about
it
right at the end. Walking away, and I'm like, have a great day. Yeah, you too. And we just look at each other, and we know we love each other. That's the way.
But,
yes, go ahead.
What I was going to say is, do you sometimes, and when we're in an era like this, do you cringe when you open your phone, like something bad might have happened overnight? You just have a feeling?
Yes and no. I feel as though in the information age that I get so much. I have editing to do in all platforms. I am way, way behind in cleaning house and really getting things cleaned up. So I get so much crap that, no, I don't have that anxiety because I just assume it's going to be one of the hundreds of thousands of solicitors that are doing. However, I have time-sensitive material this morning. Because, you know, we... You and I go, well, it's interesting you mentioned that.
Really?
Well, I did this just for you. I bought this for you.
I love that.
And then, last evening, I said, oh, I know what I'll do at the beginning of the show. I will do something just for Rob. And
you know, that is, after 34 years, that's still so flattering to me.
Well, be flattered, because here it is.
Oh, you bought your Costco ice cream.
I have
it's great.
Kirkland vanilla.
Super premium vanilla.
And by the way, not one, but, it's leaking on me. Hold on.
Is it leaking like condensation or milk?
I bought it yesterday early in the day.
And you left it in your studio?
No, I left it in the car when I took Michael to the batting cages. It refroze. It refroze.
Yeah,
so,
but your texture is going to be off. This will always have an asterisk. Okay, good.
I have it here.
Good.
Before I dive in, you have gone nuts. I believe you've used the best. It is labeled super premium, which I guess is the designation that it's a good ice cream.
There's several things about it that I like. I like that the containers are full half gallons, not 1.75 quarts, as they mostly sell now. And it is a full gallon. And I would like to know who makes it for Kirkland, because obviously Kirkland doesn't make all their products. For example, Kirkland vodka is pretty much assumed to be made by Grey Goose. And a lot of times they sort of contract out their products with premium manufacturers. Well, so I'm wondering who makes it.
Let me look for a second here.
Well, it won't be on the package because it's kind of a secret.
Somebody said, now it'll have the protective ice. What a crappy movie Mother was.
Mother.
But I love that part.
I love that. And ice. You know what? That, the funny thing about that
beautiful.
Is...
Smikey. Smikey K. I haven't seen that name in there. Smikey, that's a good way to join the chat group. Thank you very much.
It was right. kind of nice that Albert Brooks let Debbie Reynolds be the best part of that movie.
Well, because but I mean, Debbie Reynolds gets credit for that, too, because Debbie Reynolds is fantastic.
And, of course. I mean, classic.
If you want to see, it's called Mother with Albert Brooks. I'm looking right now. Let's see where it comes from. It doesn't really say. They're cagey about that, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They don't like to reveal it. Yeah.
Where it's good. No, it doesn't say anything about where it's from.
But wherever it is, whoever makes it is not selling it for that price for a full gallon. Right. You know, Mike, they pass the savings on to you.
We start quality and blah, 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 blah. It's just all the stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know what? You don't need to put this, whether it's time for an early afternoon snack or a late night dessert. You don't need to tell me what
that.
I do with it. No, but I'm not going to give it a better read because it's crap.
Yeah, but
it's terrible copy. I mean, there are people that write this. There are people that have jobs. You know, we start with quality ingredients, which include fresh cream. That's it. The result? A sweet, smooth take on a classic, whether it's time for an early afternoon snack or a late night dessert. Thank you for telling me when I'm supposed to eat ice cream, you morons. Now,
and you're at your Costco, do you see people that rotate from position to position? Like sometimes they're checking.
No, I don't know. That's a right. Your frequency is much greater than mine.
You don't even have you don't even have like a favorite checker, like someone that checks you out there.
I don't go. You use it like a grocery store. I use
it
once.
Well, it's the closest thing to
me. Maybe once every 3 weeks. Maybe.
That's not often enough.
All right. Well,
you need to get there often. And Mike, you need to strike up a relationship with some of the guys and gals that work there.
Processed on equipment that also packages products that may contain peanuts, tree nuts. Tree nuts. Watch out for tree nuts. And wheat, soybeans. So that's it. That's just the nothing. They're cagey. They don't tell you where produced without artificial growth hormone. Well, thanks for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. It says premium ice cream. You can't call it ice cream unless it's ice cream, correct?
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. You ready? All right,
yeah, I am, and I'm excited about this.
By the way, my heroin addiction to ice cream, ladies and gentlemen, was even when I was transferring this into the bowl, I had to exercise willpower because that's how bad it is. That's how bad
this might be your methadone, though, because you know what? It is so satisfying and so delicious, but it is just vanilla. Here it goes. Mm-hmm. Mike takes a bite, chewing. He's swooshing it around in his mouth. I see some tongue action.
It also it has a custard quality to it.
Yes, but I don't think there's eggs in it. I think that's because
of it's really, really good.
Thank you. I thought you would like it. I think it's I think it's got ridiculous fat content. I think that's the reason.
Well,
and
isn't
also
that good for me.
And also
this is
the,
really, really good, Rob. This is really
vanilla
good.
Forward too, right? I mean, it's more vanilla-y than say that crystally mess known as Breyers.
I'd love to come in here and argue with you. I really, really would. But I mean, I think you know certain things, and this
and
is
Mike,
this is good.
I'm not. I don't want to make things worse.
This
than
is
they
really
are.
Like ridiculously good.
Yeah,
I am surprised.
Mike, there is a the Ghirardelli company. I believe they are San Francisco based. Makes a caramel syrup that is insane.
So good.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. So Mike is sampling a Kirkland Vanilla Super Premium ice cream.
You continue
and Mike is pleased. He is pleased because he has given me for years. Yes.
I had, I don't know what I had for Carla. Oh, Publix, Pubix. I bought Pubix for Carla and there's not even a close second for the Pubix.
Yeah, Publix, you know, I got to be sort of a fan when I was living in Florida with my father. And I like that they have the big scale in the lobby. I think that's nice. And I like their BOGOs. But Publix brand ice cream, I did try, and I found it less than
gain
satisfying.
70 pounds, I swear to God.
And Mike, at least you only bought a gallon of it.
Because
if you buy like a Ben and Jerry's and you're only getting a pint,
is this
only
why
so much
you were so adamant about this being that good? That's what got me to buy it because I went by. You would have cracked up if you saw me in the store. I got my cart. I'm buying protein bars and I'm buying like probiotics. That's it. I buy very little when I go into that store.
You didn't buy a boonie hat?
I spend very little time in that store. I don't like being in that store. I don't like the old people in that store. I don't like the samples. I don't like any of that crap. I like to get in and get out. There are a couple of products that I truly like that I enjoy. A lot of cleaning products that I like.
Do you gas up there? Do you get Costco gas?
Don't need to.
You know what? How about that?
Boogie woogie woogie woogie.
You know, I can't buy gas there either because they don't vent diesel.
It melted a little bit too, and it is just it's really good. This is the last bite.
Another thing you will find is that because of its fat content and low air content, it doesn't melt as fast as a cheaper ice cream.
My God. No, Melt Point is a better ice cream.
No, it's not. We've been through this. As a matter of fact, I just ran a best of segment about it where you came into it thinking that, but then we proved that it wasn't that. Because it melts faster with more air.
If an ice cream melts quicker, that means it's creamier.
No, it means it's got more air.
Give me evidence. Show me where there's evidence that would be.
Oh, I don't want to do this again.
This in the coffee. Well, I didn't know what we did a best of. How many years ago? 30 years ago.
Yes, Mike. We did it in 1970. We were talking about the new episode of Star Trek, and then we talked about ice cream. No, it was on a TMOS classic a couple weeks ago where we were going back and forth
about it. Did you present me with evidence to make your point during that show?
Yes.
Did I believe it?
Yes, it was a total turn. It started just like this.
Oh, damn it.
But the more air in ice cream, and there's a word for it, like overflow or something like that.
The more air, the less it melts.
No, the more air, the more it melts.
This
because
is
it's
really
not as
melted,
solid.
Rob. This is practically all
liquid. But also you left it in the car yesterday.
No, it refroze overnight.
Now, do you find the texture a problem because of the melting and refreezing?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't care because the flavor is so good. I mean, I think that was my doing, you know, and it refroze. And obviously,
do you know what
refrozen.
What a shopping freak I am that I pick up frozen items last when I shop so they're out of the freezer less time to when I go home.
Mike, bravo for you, Alton.
No, but I mean, it's also, Mike, I pack all my cold items together when I bag.
Bob McCarty says, Vanilla Forward, isn't that the title to an Alton Brown book?
Might
vanilla
as well
Forward,
be.
Mouthfeel.
But it is Vanilla Forward.
You use
you know what?
All the his BS cooking terminology. Mouthfeel. I hate that term more than anything in the world. Mouthfeel.
Well, then let me ask you, how do it feel in your mouth?
It feels like I'm eating ice cream. Any ice cream.
But really good ice cream.
How about just the flavor?
You're rebelling now.
Yeah, I'm rebelling because you're a dork.
Never have I ever said anything to the opposite.
No, it's just, I'm yielding here.
Let me savor my victory.
I may, this might be a staple. Although I don't keep ice cream in the house, now
it's not safe.
I have no choice. It's not safe for me because I'll eat
too much
of it.
That's what I meant. Yeah, yeah.
No,
but also,
really, really
vanilla
good.
Is a great base ice cream to keep in stock because if you want to, you know, if you have pie, okay. A piece of cake.
Right,
Mike, what if tonight you wanted
weight.
A milkshake?
You've lost weight. Come on.
I have.
Yeah, I agree, Rolando. Mouthfeel is a gross term. It is a gross term. It's gross. Mouthfeel.
I know a grosser term. Moist.
Moist mouthfeel.
And also, what is it that Guy Fieri says? Oh, tasty.
This is always unpleasant right here.
Oh, the chip? Yeah, I've got a couple
really,
chip things.
Really
yeah,
unpleasant.
At least it's not where your lip goes.
But unfortunately,
on your mug.
My other mug, the TMOS mug, one of the two that I purchased.
Yeah.
they
I
were,
was going to let it slide.
They, I've purchased things on our store.
I've
purchased things. Yeah. When was the last time you purchased something on the store? I don't believe
I actually did. No, I did pay retail. I bought, I think, the last 5 decks of cards. I did because I wanted them. Look,
because they're the cheapest. Hey, blurry. How do I stop being blurry?
Zoom all the way in. Do you have that ability?
I don't want to play with the thing today. I really don't.
See your chipped mug, Mike, I'm thinking what would be great is a scoop of Kirkland Super Supreme Vanilla and some root beer.
Oh,
make yourself
a
float in the mug. Yeah. How's my that? Sharp as a razor.
Thank you. Welcome to the show. A little bragging,
we,
if I may.
Should we start now?
Yeah, we should start. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, everybody. Good. In the comments. I shouldn't do this because this is under the heading of Don't Get Happy.
Right.
But I really have to say I've been really enjoying the comments this week so far. It's only Tuesday, and I loved it yesterday, and they're pretty good. I always keep your buddy good. Lots of new people coming into the comments. Yes, you are acknowledged when you come into our YouTube commentary section here. I always keep pie, cake, and sugar cookies for my vanilla ice cream. There we go, Chris.
Now, you see, this guy's being a dick because I'm saying that.
I applaud him for being a dick. I always
keep the ice cream in case something. Mike, have you ever had a scoop? This is a great fat guy thing.
You can put it in coffee.
Oh, absolutely. But one thing I've found out is, do you ever have toaster waffles in your house, specifically blueberry Eggo toaster waffles?
For my kid, yeah. We have some, not now, but we've had them in the past.
No, you toast two of those with a scoop of the ice cream in the middle. That's somebody the best ice cream here, sandwich there, in town.
We have hit the wheelhouse of the comments here. Does Rob have an emergency half gallon in the freezer like he keeps the emergency ham? You always have
I haven't had an emergency ham in years. But
do you have a Costco vanilla ice cream in your freezer right now?
I have a working half gallon in the upstairs freezer, and in the garage freezer, I have one that is still sealed just in case.
Did you just call it a working half gallon?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's been that it's you're, open.
You're,
is what I
this
mean.
Is his. This is real, folks. He is that much. He is that much of a nerd dork. He is that much of a nerd dork. A working half gallon.
Well, I mean, the one that you would go
what
to.
What is working? And how about an opened half gallon? Working. You're giving it terminology that doesn't apply your fat ass.
Maybe I'm giving it for terminology so it doesn't sound as sad.
So you bought the package like this with the two half gallons in it.
Yeah, in the cardboard box, yeah.
And then you got one that's opened in your kitchen?
Yep.
And then you've got one in the freezer in your garage?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the one in the freezer in the garage is where it stands by for its big moment on stage, right?
That's right, Mike. It is right now. It is on the bench, riding the pine, as they say.
Okay. If I can do a little bragging again, during the show yesterday, I got a call, and after the show was over, I called Rob. I called
you
Rob.
You were
about
so
it.
Tense. At the end of the show yesterday.
Well, because I had like a little mini issue with the travel team along with a few other parents. And I'd already talked to the guy. So it was and by the way, when I talk to somebody about it, I'm more self-deprecating than I am talking about the situation.
Sure.
I'm really doing it because I don't think ultimately this is Little League, their kids. Once the emotions go, you can't help. If you're going to go to every game and you're going to be sitting there on the sidelines, you're going to be watching your kid. I'm not going to say, you know, you shouldn't give two S's. There are people that do, though. There are people that go and just are completely chill. And then there are people that cheer. And then there are people that, encourage. And there are some that are more vocal than others. There are some that are silent. But at the end of the day, if you're invested in it, if you are engaged in it, there is the tendency to get a little charged up about it. And I'm not embarrassed to say I'm in that category. I get ramped up.
Do you ever get parents that are, they look like they're totally inconvenienced to be there? They just look miserable.
Oh, 100%. 100%. They're silent. They don't participate. There are multiple parents I wouldn't even be able to pick out of a lineup that are on the same team as my kids. So I wouldn't know that. But when I talked to the powers that be, because I was frustrated, I said, and I felt as though I wanted my main statement was, what are we doing here? Are we making, are we even trying to put, a winning thing together here? Because it benefits the kid's psyche and it benefits the parent's psyche and all that. So, but along with
it's
saying
so weird.
That,
that could really turn negative fast, though.
Yeah, but I
because
mean,
it's a positive thought.
Yeah, but it was not a positive call. It was me bitching. But at the same time, the point I'm trying to make here is that as I was bitching, I was also saying, look, it's not the the be all end all. It's just I'm justifying the way the parents felt. And we didn't understand. It was confusion more than anything of a move made by the powers that be. And we were like, why didn't he do this? Why didn't he do this? And nobody really understood, to the point where, you know, a couple of people said, is he trying to do this? Everybody was confused because I went into the thread and wrote that. No other parents did.
I can envision, not you, mind you.
Yeah.
But perhaps a gentleman in a similar mind frame standing up in the bleachers and saying, is he trying to lose?
It was bad. It was bad. Yeah. But at the same time, I like to stress the fact that I have an enough perspective to realize that it's, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm obsessed with the Cubs. Why is it that Mike can have multiple pairs of shoes? But Rob should not have multiple gallons of ice cream. It's half gallons, pal. Anyway, yeah.
And they do come in a two-pack, to be fair.
I would say that Chris writes, do I see any overly angry parents? No, I don't. Not in our group. I don't see that. I see bad call. Oh,
you know what
on.
That means, Mike?
I was the most angry parent. I was the parent, yeah.
If you look around a card game and you can't find the sucker, good news, you're the sucker.
Yeah, at one point I said, terrible, come on, that's terrible. That's the extent of it.
Yeah, well, that's still pretty angry.
Yeah, it is. And then when he came back out, even after the half inning was over, I said, make sure you sweep the plate off so you can see it. That was under my breath.
I'm sure it was under your breath.
That was under my breath. But anyway, he's in a bunch of different stuff. And I called Rob. My son was made the All-Star team for spring session.
That is
and
so cool.
I thought he was a big bowl of okay. I didn't think he would do that. And fortunately, there's enough talent in the 12-year-old division that we are the only one. 8U, 9U, 10U, 11U, and 12U, last year of Little League, FU. The only one that has two All-Star teams. He's in the 12B. I would assume that's the second-tier All-Star game. Doesn't matter. They're going to be playing in the same tournaments, and they're going to be doing it. And I'm very excited.
Did you yell at him for not being in the first tier?
Hell, I don't even know what the first tier is. I just know there are two tiers. I don't know what the criteria is. I really don't.
The first tier happens when you yell at him after an at-bat. The first tier comes from his eye.
I'm fine. I'm very excited for him. And so,
be sure to sweep off the plate.
Do you know how I, I'm there.
I know. You're invested.
5:30 in the morning. 5 a.m., 5:15 on the road to go to Sarasota, Florida.
Mike, you're engaged. And that's one of the highest, pieces of praise you can hand out. It took a lot of driving.
It took a lot of driving to get up there. And then a surprise ending where we were all, we were ready. When you make that commitment and you drive up, you're hoping you have a couple of games to watch, not just one. And then, 10 a.m., you're in the car. Don't like that. Anyway, getting back to the point I wanted to make about my little man. I forgot my train of thought. I was talking about the All-Stars and the All-Star team is fun and it's exciting. And last year, he was an alternate and this is the first year he's earned it on his own. So I'm really, really excited for him. And he is, when I picked him up, I want to tell you what I did. So yeah, I go to pick him up. I pick him up at school and, I got is it Smash Mouth? That has the song All-Star.
All-Star?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and now, so you're an All-Star.
I had it queued up to the 34-second, few seconds before the hook, where it goes, hey, now, you're an All-Star. And I got him a pair of new batting gloves, and I put that song on for him because I was that excited.
That's pretty cool.
I was excited for him.
And then did he say, did he pick up on it right away?
He looked at me and said, Dad, you're a dork. No, he was very, he did. And
because
another kid had found out and already told him. I don't know how that's, it is possible because the other coach let his guys know last night, not this morning during his show. Oops.
Of course not.
See, why do I say that? Why am I an a-hole?
No, you're engaged.
I don't need to be an a-hole. I really don't. I mean, come on.
But I got the treat yesterday is the call you said right away, I'm calling you because I can't call Carla. And I said, okay,
yeah,
nice to
picking
be the...
up. Even though nice her phone is attached to her vagine, she doesn't, when I call, it doesn't,
And yeah, that's a rumor at best. But I got pure unfiltered excitement, and I know part of the excitement was you were going to get to tell him.
Well, you don't ever. Come here. You have your phone. You have your phone with you. It is never not with you,
except
and you don't answer it when I call. What?
Except when you call.
Yes. So you're copping to it.
Then I obviously don't have my phone on me because I would always answer if you called.
You would?
Would you give her a message for me?
Rob has a message for you.
What's that?
That as far as being a wife, you're an all-star.
Rob says as far as being a wife, you're an all-star.
Thank you.
Can you turn my fan on? I'm overheating here. But I've had some ice cream. Carla, try that vanilla. Can you do a quick taste test on the vanilla?
Please.
You'd rather not. There she goes. But my fit will
I'd rather not
away.
Turn on the fan, Mr. Potter.
Turn on the fan. That's it. Love you to death.
All-star.
Yeah, all-star.
You should get her some batting gloves.
So, look, I know my life is pathetic.
No. It's not.
You know, I'm leaving.
Yesterday, it was quite fulfilled. I heard it in your voice.
I'm very satisfied. And
you should be, yeah.
The end of real Little League. Then it goes on to another, like, kind of a pre-Little League, pre-middle school. You know, you're getting ready now. After this will be the ramp up to if they're going to play, high school sports. We'll see what happens
with
that.
And that's the league where you can take steroids, right?
I just swallowed my saliva. Hold on just a second.
Yeah. You better wash that down with some ice cream. Mike, that could be the fat content right there.
Jimmy Hoffa said, is he just supposed to hang up on Dirk? Anyway, thank you. Josh has got a respiratory infection.
Bronchitis, it looks like.
Is that what it is? Well, yeah, you talked to him. Did you talk to him yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
Where's Buddy? Did you talk or did you not talk to him?
I talked to him briefly about a couple things oriented with this show and another show and just small talk. He really did sound bad. He had a piece of tape that I needed to complete something.
Yes.
And I texted it asking him for it at about 10:30. And, you know, he's a pretty good texter. And I got back he got back to me at 6:30 last night saying, just woke up.
Okay.
So well, I think he's beat up pretty bad. Yeah. But he did some telehealth or like an urgent care, and that's how he was able to get the steroids.
Okay.
So, and when I took those, I literally felt better in like 6 hours. It was amazing.
All right.
So I hope he feels better.
I took them and I grew muscles.
You were like Arnold, right?
Arnold. I want to give a reco here. We got just enough time to do it.
Yeah.
I have the most mad respect for Charlize Theron. I am telling you, this broad, 50 years old and bad ass. I would give the movie a good solid 3.5 to 4.5 stars, but don't worry about the movie. It's her.
Okay.
It's her. Now, did you see the publicity stunt where she climbed the rock wall in Times Square, the massive rock wall, and she climbed up the whole thing?
Sure.
I love this. I love that she's 50 and she is absolutely as stunning as she was when she was a much younger woman. She's beautiful.
You know what? We don't have a lot anymore movie stars. Yeah. She's a movie star. She really is. And gorgeous, has been gorgeous for a long time.
So jealous of Patton Oswalt that he got to be in a movie with her. I mean, that's just so cool.
Yeah, the rock climbing stunt is so appealing as opposed to like when Tom Hanks shows up at Firefly when he has a movie coming out, which is nothing.
But so much fun. And the movie, kind of dumb.
What's
the name of
it?
It's called Apex, a climbing reference to people that climb those rock faces that are there. I'm going to tell you something that it's not
about the brand of reel-to-reel tape we used to use.
You're not gonna lose any brain cells watching this movie, but you're certainly going to discern the plot within about 5 seconds. You're going to get what it's all about.
We need movies like that. We don't need movies that you have to watch with your eyes squinting to follow.
But
it's
just her. It's just watching her. That's the whole movie, and I found it phenomenal. She's a badass in this movie. And then, early on, and I think when you're older, you root for people that are, you know, on the other side of 50 to do stuff. And she is amazing in it. And the rock climbing with all her F words and stuff like that. She's just a ballsy broad. And I really love her committing to that action adventure. You can't do what she did unless you are absolutely in incredible shape. And here's the cool thing that she has. You would think that she would have the, what do they call it, the fitness model kind of shape. Yeah. No, she maintained that kind of willowy supermodel shape and was able to get all this done. She was in phenomenal condition for this movie, and I thought it was cool.
How did you feel about Taron Egerton as Le Braconnier?
Who's Le Braconnier? Is he the who's?
I guess that's the male lead. I'm looking at the other cast of the movie.
The bad guy. Is he the Australian
Taron
actor?
Egerton.
I think that's because Eric Bana plays her husband at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah,
This guy is he's a good bad guy, but at the same time, it's you know what's coming. You know what it's all about. Well, it's a chase movie. That's what it is. This is a chase movie. She's running away from the bad guy for the whole movie.
They can be well done or poorly done.
This was well done, and she wants everybody to watch it on Netflix, and I support it 1,000%. And really on my radar. I like her as the action adventure star when she did the Mad Max movies. I think she's got chops across all the genres, and she just does an incredible job. And there's a likability to her. And she's being very open on this press tour for the movie about what she endured with her father, who was murdered by her mother in justifiable homicide in that case, because the dad was an abuser. She went through a lot in her life. And I think she, Patton had said she's an incredible lady. And she just, I root for people like that are, overcoming things and then showing people what they can do, especially when you live down here where I live and you see people that are 50 years old that already have become old people. And and that to me, I don't like that. I don't like to see that. I'd rather see somebody that's just fit as a fiddle and going crazy.
I know there is a rec center near your house, and one of the most popular activities in your neighborhood is falling down a rock wall.
We have a new place. I wish I knew the name of it. It's on my it's on the way to my wife's job, and it is a full-fledged facility for rock climbing. I mean, a massive facility for the serious rock climbing, which I think is, I think that level of fitness to be able to accomplish that probably is the finest level of fitness a person can be in. Because my body type wouldn't allow me to, get out of a chair, much less. Mm-hmm. I think when you watch people that do this, it's a combination of optimal body weight along with optimal muscle mass. It has to be,
also,
because otherwise you're not going to be able to haul yourself up the rock wall.
I throw into that bravery or a way to compartmentalize the fact that what you're doing is everything counterintuitive to staying alive.
Yeah,
you're climbing up something.
Yeah, and they make it clear that she's an adrenaline junkie when this happens to start with. But just fun and just her. It's all star power and it's all her. That's why they pay her the big bucks. So I just wanted to say,
I like
way
that
to
she's
go.
Doing an action movie because obviously she's done romantic stuff. She's done dramatic stuff. She's very funny. She can do it all.
Oscar winner, right? Didn't she win an Oscar for playing that serial killer? And it's amazing when you think how she has transformed her look over the years. How she has gotten ready for a movie role. She's big on that, where she takes a lot of time in between roles and gets ready. This one looks like she was in training for a very long time. I haven't seen any interviews with her, so I'm not sure. Oh, God, a fantasy. Get her on this show. I'd love to gush on celebrities. That sounded dirty, didn't it?
Was really inappropriate, and that's fine. I know you get excited when you have your ice cream and you start gushing.
Yeah, I got a little sugar coursing through my veins right now. All right, I've got tidbits.
She, without a doubt, probably your favorite actress named Charlize?
1,000%, Rob.
High praise.
Thank you. And not to be confused with Shanice. Who was that lady that was nominated for an award in the movie Weapons with the red hair, who played John Candy's girlfriend and Uncle Buck. This is
I can't tell which movie she was prettier in. But she's Shanice, just great.
We'll take a break. Come back
I've
with tidbits.
Some bad news. Yeah.
You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Take it from me. It is the best time of year to relax and cozy up with a great bottle of wine. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines. Naked Wines is a wine club that directly connects you to the world's best independent winemakers so you can get world-class wine delivered straight to your door. Use our code TMOS at nakedwines.com and get $100 off your first order. That's six bottles of wine for just $39.99. How do they do it? Naked Wines brings you amazing wine straight from the winery at up to 60% less than what you would pay in a store. By cutting out extra costs like middlemen markups, winemakers can pass those savings on to you without skimping on quality. Such a deal! Get the best wine at the best price with Naked Wines. Now is the time to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS, click enter voucher, and put in the code TMOS for both the code and the password for $100 off your first order. That's six bottles for only $39.99 with shipping included. That's $100 off your first six bottles at nakedwines.com/TMOS. Just remember to use the code and password TMOS for six bottles of wine for $39.99. Thank you, Mike. Hey, don't forget, we're still signing you up for the cruise, folks. We're going in about a year.
Yeah.
We're going to be out there. Well, now it's a lot less than a year. Time's a ticking.
Yeah, like 9 months.
Time's wasting. So join us on the Margaritaville at Sea. We're very excited about that. We will see you there. News sound, please. Thank you very much. An FBI affidavit, not an affidavit. An FBI affidavit. This is, of course, the shooting fallout that's still going on.
Yeah.
A lot of more video surfacing of him running through security and exchanging gunfire with the authorities. On Monday, the affidavit revealed additional details about the planning behind the assault, with authorities alleging that Allen, that's the guy's name, on April 6th reserved a room for himself at the Washington Hotel where the event would be held weeks later. Under its typical tight security, he traveled by train cross country from California last week, checked himself into the Washington Hilton one day before the dinner with the room reserved for the weekend. So he had this in his mind for quite some time. The dinner had barely begun when officials say the 31-year-old Torrance, California man tried to race past a security barricade near the cavernous ballroom holding hundreds of journalists and their guests. That prompted an exchange of gunfire. Did you see the video where he's, and I'm sorry for saying Allen. That was the name I edit myself.
It's Cole Allen, right?
It's Cole Allen. And did you see the video
because
where
you call him Alan? Yeah, it sounds like a first name. I've seen
Goodman.
A lot of the videos. Which one? Hello.
The video where it's kind of grainy and he's out in that lobby area where running. It shows him running.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Let's see. There was an exchange of gunfire. He carried with him Cole Allen. Make sure I've got that name right, because I'd hate to be yelled about it, Rob.
Okay.
Cole Allen carried with him a 12-gauge pump-action shotgun that he bought last year and a 38-caliber semi-automatic pistol that he purchased in 2023. He was injured during the attack, but was not shot. A Secret Service officer was shot, but wearing a bullet-resistant vest, and he survived. Questions remain about how many shots Allen fired and how many officers discharged their weapons. So that's
Cole
what
Thomas
we have.
Allen. Is
Cole
his name.
Thomas Allen. Thank you so much for
a
that.
A couple other things that I picked up yesterday is I found out that the shooting happened during the salad course, and so they had literally thousands of Chateaubriand and lobster tails that weren't served. They donated them allegedly.
I thought you were doing a bit when you said that.
No, this is a question that was actually bandied about on social media.
So they just brought out the salad.
Yeah, and also there is video of several newscasters and their buddies walking out taking bottles of wine. Because
really?
They were just leaving. They took the bottles of wine.
You know?
And
a lot of great journalists undercompensated. Can't blame them for that. You know, that's it.
Enjoy it, Angie. Mm-hmm. The other great note is that, you know, at this time we are, remember, folks, we're still at war. And we have a shooting going on. And the president issued a statement yesterday that when he was being evacuated, he did not trip. He was told by his special services to duck down. So when Secret Service told him to duck down, it looked like he was tripping. But, you know, the fair
Well, I think there are a lot of people tripping in that room.
Yeah, baby.
There you go. Sorry about that.
During Donald, the salad course?
Donald and Melania both called for ABC to fire Jimmy Kimmel on Monday after a joke. Thin skin after a joke last week in which the late night comic described the first lady as having the glow of an expectant widow. Now, anybody who has half a brain knows that that was an age-related joke and not an assassination joke. This is where there's just no concern. There's no concern with bending the truth to the narrative that you wish. That's it. Everybody knows that. But the timing of it was there. I mean, come on now.
It's not like the president has ever made fun of other people.
The remark about the president's wife was part of a routine. On Thursday, Jimmy pretended to deliver a comedy routine at the White House Correspondents Association dinner. That event, two nights later, was cut short because of the shooting. This is the quote. People like Kimmel shouldn't have the opportunity to enter our homes each evening to spread hate, Melania said in a social media post. Kimmel described the joke during his Monday night monologue as a light roast about the first couple's age difference and not, by any stretch of the definition, a call to assassination. Of course.
Could I show you Kimmel's entrance from last night when he comes out to address it? It's just, he, by all accounts that I've ever read, is a good guy. Mm-hmm. Just a good
guy. Nice person.
And to target him is just beyond it.
You know how sometimes you wake up in the morning and the first lady puts out a statement demanding you be fired from your job? We've all been there, right? You've been there, right, Guillermo?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Hey, Guillermo.
As you know, they had to cancel the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
And, I mean, you recounted what he said, but obviously, he's still beloved by his audience. And the fact that this would be the timing in this time in history where you issue something hateful about Jimmy Kimmel, it's almost like it's a distraction.
And he still, in my opinion, straddles the line between commentary on these things and really getting into it and not being self-important, like certain hosts could be. I mean, that's the thing about it, right?
The last one, the last late night host of any sort that has a shred, I think, of class.
Yeah, I agree. And it's silly. I just hate it when it's absolutely non-related to that. And it's after the fact. And with all the things that have to be dealt with and worried about, that's what you care about. And it is.
Yeah.
It's what they care about. And it's very transparent.
Do you think Melania watches a lot of Fallon?
I don't think so.
You don't? Okay.
No.
Just checking.
Real Housewives, Orange County.
Also great.
If nobody is going to the movies anymore, maybe the theater chain should think about giving customers some incentives. Got it. What's charge
that?
$50 for a ticket. Yeah.
What?
Regal Cinemas charge that much for opening night seats to see Dune Part 3 in 70mm IMAX theaters this coming December, and the tickets sold out in minutes. It's not just Regal that's bumping up ticket prices in premium formal theaters. Nationwide, the average ticket costs $18, and it's as high as $30 in major cities. The key to getting people back in the theater is not to charge more because people aren't going, you incredibly greedy, stupid, short-sighted morons.
I hate to invoke the president again, but do you remember when he had a reality show?
Yeah.
It was called The Apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
And one of their assignments was once to make as much money you can selling lemonade. And one of the team said, our lemonade is going to be $5,000 a glass, so you only have to sell one. And that's the same stupid, broken strategy that they're using for motion pictures. You lower the price.
Yeah. They're jacking up prices. Their justification, because the attendance is down. And they're still not seeing pre-pandemic numbers. Yeah, I get it. You're not seeing that because everybody's getting everything at home.
Get a effing broom and clean up the place. The theaters are a disaster.
Reupholster the chairs.
There's no one working.
Replace the carpeting. You have to do that. Look, and I think ultimately you have to put more product out. The theater owners are not the only people who are responsible. The movie makers have to make movies that are better in large theaters. And, you know, got to give Tom Cruise a tip of the cap with that, right? With Top sure. Gun. He did it. And let's see. Anyway, they're pricing
now
them
your
out.
Your Apex movie was made for Netflix.
Netflix
and
exclusive.
And that has all the ingredients of a summer blockbuster.
It does.
That should be packing the people into the theaters. And yet, you know, Netflix is financing it. So it's not going to happen. You know, today.
It's a simple equation. You have to make the movie so good that people don't have any opportunity to see them
right.
other than the theater. That's yeah. it. I wouldn't have a problem with that because it would be another collective thing to do as people to go out and support, I would think.
Yeah.
Right.
I think today, this afternoon, based on some stuff that people have told me, I may go see Michael just because I want to see it and what
I'd love you,
you know,
to. That
all
would
the
be
talk
awesome.
Is about.
Yeah.
But Mike, here's what's sad. At my age, I have to know if I'm going to go see it, if I'm going to take my LASIX.
Because you're going to be seated that long?
I'll be seated for 2 hours. I'll have to pee 3 times.
You're just like Charlize Theron. Climb that rock wall, Rob. Go to the theater. Go get it done, buddy. Go ahead. I got something for you. The Washington Post. This is happening in your town.
Oh, our paper of record.
It says the hippest new event popping up on the nightlife scene is nude drawing nights. Like Jack drawing Rose in Titanic, that type of thing.
Okay, yeah.
One event in Washington, D.C., you can go to these, is called Kink and Draw. Another is Naked Friends. But it's understandable if you've never heard of anything like it, since the bar figure drawing scene is fairly new. It's not a class or anything. It's not pretentious. People just shell out a few bucks to draw live, naked models at a bar while sipping a drink. It's that simple.
So gross. Because
why?
You know, because
what if it's an attractive model, right?
Sure. Yeah. And what if I win the lottery? It's not gonna be an attractive model.
Wouldn't
we know
say,
the people that get nude.
But wouldn't you say not gross but creepy because of the customers? If you were
that too, and that makes it gross. But Mike, when I think of the models that are going to be standing in a bar in DC, I say to you this word, Real Sex 26. That's what it's going to look like. It's going to be a lot of
waiter. There's a hair on my martini. People show out
a really dirty martini.
No commitment, no experience necessary as far as the art world. It's not like an art class. The vibe is obviously a little less raucous than a trivia event or karaoke, but people who have done it say the idea of an event like this isn't that much different. Okay, well, that doesn't really tell me anything when you say that, people.
Now, if you're seated at the bar, do you think they're, like, elevated above you so you're looking up at them?
I could say something really gross right now, but I'm not going to.
Good, Mike. That shows self-control.
The hosts at these events might even suggest different challenges, like this round, draw only with your non-dominant hand.
So you've got a guy in a bar watching nude people, and you're telling him to keep his dominant hand free. Not a good idea.
Or for 2 minutes, keep your pencil moving on the page. To be clear,
pencil in quotation marks.
The models are part of the event, so you don't choose someone in your group to be the model. Can you imagine? It's like now there, I'm laughing. Now I'm thinking it's pretty fun.
I choose Josh.
Rob, come on, Rob. God, I wish you were drinking. Anyway, so let me see what they're called because they're in your area. That's where they found the Naked Friends. Doesn't say, and Kink and Draw. You ought to do a Google search on Kink and Draw and find out.
Now, is that the name
Jimmy's
of the
Old Town Tavern in Herndon, Virginia?
I was going to say, that's the name of the program, not the name of the tavern.
Jimmy
right?
listens. Hey, Jimmy, I think that's a great hook for you right down in your lower level on that stage area under the American flag.
I disagree, Mike. I say put them out in the beer garden.
The beer garden, fine, you know. Well, hey, the weather's getting warmer. That's very, very exciting.
Super fine.
If the British tabloids are to be believed, Jessica Biel, lovely, lovely, has just about had it with Justin Timberlake's behavior over the past several years. And she's ready to leave him if he doesn't clean up his act. In fact, she's given him an ultimatum to that effect. Now, this is the British tabloids. We're not sure where this is sourced.
Right.
Apparently, Justin hasn't straightened out since his 2024 drunk driving arrest. Just last week, he was partying a little too hard at a golf tournament in Las Vegas. A source says, quote, There's not much more she can take. He's never home. She does everything with the kids, and she's sick of being publicly embarrassed. It's plausible, but I don't know.
It is, and it's not a new thing. Well, first of all, it was a legendary arrest when he got pulled over, and his remark to the cops was, "This is going to hurt the tour."
Let's ask. But, let's ask because I've got a writer from the British tabloids.
Okay, great, great.
Is this legitimate? Is it?
I commandeer this stolen money by order of the Peaky Blinders.
But it's also nothing new, because I know one of Carrie's cousins is on the board at one of the big fancy country clubs in Hollywood, where a lot of the stars are. And he has seen Jessica Biel show up, grab a golf cart, and go out to get Justin off the course and bring him home, like you would with a child.
Okay.
So, I mean, right. There's a lot of – I think he's got a reputation for being sort of irresponsible.
Well, yeah, and he was funny in that that DUI arrest where he was just, you know,
well,
world
tour. Well, I think he's funny, and I think he's greatly talented.
He's
but,
a party
you know,
guy.
He's,
yeah, yeah. It's
he's
the
a
age
party
too.
Guy.
It's
yeah.
the age. Yeah. I don't know how old
well,
he is.
Well, he's like 60 now, isn't he's, he?
Lizzo, or I should. Whenever I see that name, I like to say it like Charlie. Lizzo.
Do you like her, Charlie?
I do, Rob. I do. She celebrated her 38th birthday yesterday by announcing her next album. It comes out June 5th, and the title is simply. Well, they edited this for my copy.
Right.
It's in parentheses, and it says the B word. So I would imagine the real album is called Bitch.
Yeah, well, you can bet it's not called Broccoli.
The cover is a close-up of her hand flipping the bird, but instead of her middle finger, it's a small picture of Lizzo.
Oh, that's sweet.
Isn't that special? Lizzo says the album is about reclaiming the B word, biatch.
What if you woke up tomorrow, Mike, and you had Lizzo fingers?
Ooh, yum, yum, right in the middle. It's taking a label once used to diminish women and turning it into a declaration of confidence and unapologetic self-love. So many incredible women in music have used the word for positivity. I sounded like Trump just there. Positivity.
You didn't fall, did you? No, you
Meredith
just lowered
Brooks,
yourself.
Missy Elliott are two of the people that have used it. It has become my favorite word, she says, when using it on my own terms. And because I am 100% that bitch.
Huh. I wonder if she likes Elton John's take on it or the Rolling Stones.
So far, Lizzo's released Don't Make Me Love You. And she's releasing the title track on Friday of the album, which is the bitch thing. I suppose.
She's doing a great idea to promote it. She will be at Kink and Draw this Friday night.
Yes, as a model.
As a model. That's right.
Go check it out, bitch. Moving right along. Traveling with kids is a lot, so it's nice when airlines offer families the chance to be one of the first to board. But
yes.
A former flight attendant is going viral for saying you should do the exact opposite. This is an interesting concept. Here's what she said.
Yeah.
Okay, don't come for me, but I think families with babies should board last. The only thing I would have an issue with is with all the stuff that they have to haul on, they usually need some space. But
yeah,
let's go on.
That's what I would think. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
She said she's watched parents for years get on early and slowly unravel before we even close the door. Her advice is simple. Board last. Sit down, take off immediately. Baby never knows the difference. The pre-board privilege is a trap, but not everyone agrees. Some parents appreciate the extra boarding time so they can grab overhead bin space. There it is. And not feel so rushed. But the best idea might be a combination of both. One parent boards early to set up, and then the other brings the kids on last. Teamwork. Well, that's kind of confusing.
That's too complicated.
Right?
Here's how you fix it. And
okay.
You know what? She's got a good point, because how many times have you sat 45 minutes before anything happens on a flight?
Mm-hmm.
That's
a
percentage of your flight that the baby has to stay happy. So here's what you do. You board them last, but you allow them to gate check any carry-ons.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. That's at
you leave the stroller and you leave the bag or whatever.
And it's waiting there, and it's the room they have to do that. That is a great idea. Call that flight attendant. I don't know what her name is, but give her a call.
Her name is Lizzo.
Lizzo, the flight attendant.
Finally today, two 18-year-olds in Florida were arrested on Saturday after driving a lawnmower through Target. It was a stunt for social media. Kids are doing that nowadays. One of them drove the lawnmower. The other recorded it. No one was hurt, but they did damage the front door when they banged into it twice, trying to drive through. The police also noted that it wasn't harmless because it did endanger other people inside the store. Well, I don't know whether they engaged the blades or not. This wasn't the first time the kids have pulled a stunt like this. That weekend, the night before. Yeah. Yes. What were you going to say?
I'm not saying. I'm just listening raptly.
They used a leaf blower inside a nearby Culver's restaurant, and they also did that for TikTok. They are now facing charges of disorderly conduct and criminal mischief for both pranks in Florida. That means they are now cleared to attend community college. There it is.
Small scholarship, right?
Yes, yeah, tiny little scholarship. My kid talks about it. It drives me nuts. That's what they're digging now. People are so squirrely. They're doing that thing. We got to take a break. We will come back with more fun and thrills right here. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Folks, no. I'm not getting any younger. In fact, none of us are. It seemed like energy crashes at 2 p.m. became my new normal. So naturally, I went down to the internet rabbit hole and started Googling symptoms like a hypochondriac. Low T kept coming up. Here's the thing. Doctors act like testosterone replacement therapy is no big deal. Just weekly shots for the rest of your life. Cool. Thanks, doc. Then you dig deeper and you realize what you're actually signing up for. $3,000 a year to shut down your body's natural production forever. Terrifying. So I'm making things easier on my body the natural way. I'm taking Mars Men, a natural testosterone stack that optimizes your body's ability to forge usable testosterone. Mars Men is like hitting the reset button on your hormone factory instead of shutting it down. It gives me more consistent energy, stronger lifts, and better focus. It's a steady drive all day, not the quick spike you get from caffeine or injections. Plus, there's a 90-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. Thousands of guys are feeling incredible results. Just check it out. Check out the reviews on the website and see for yourself. For a limited time, TMOS listeners get 50% off for life plus free shipping and three free gifts at mengotomars.com. It's a perfect way to start feeling strong right away. That's mengotomars.com for 50% off and three free gifts when you check out. After your purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that TMOS sent you. Want to give everybody a heads up that we have a tip jar on the show. It's up in the upper left-hand corner with that QR code. Check out check out the QR code, and we would appreciate all the help. And also, Super Chats are still welcome on YouTube as well. We appreciate that. And it's interesting that we have had a really nice response to that as we have started it. So thank you so much for supporting the show. Rob freaks me out anytime he mentions anything medical. And you came to me right before the show today and said, I have a medical update. And did you say some good, some bad? Is that what you said?
Well, actually, part of it was the wondering about the Lasix at the movie. But the other thing I found out is I want to thank, first of all, a lot of people have sent me positive letters and notes about getting the cataract surgery. It's, you know, we talked about it a couple weeks ago that I spotted that I've got cataracts and Mike, come back. We need you.
I'm sorry.
And
Rob.
You know, I've always wanted to do an episode with Ed Walker.
Hi there. He's no longer with us, Rob. No longer alive.
Bless his heart. One of the Joy Boys.
Right.
So we went into it and we talked about the fact what they are and the surgery, and it's not really that frightening. It's really quite accessible.
Oh, it's nothing.
I'm
older than you. I deal with that with people that have had that all the time. They love it. People love the reaction to it.
So I put on my huge readers to look at the documentation again because I was still bemoaning the fact that even after insurance, it was going to cost $4,500 for the process.
Right.
Because if I'm going to go in and do it, and if it costs $1,000 just to get to where I still have to wear readers, I don't want to do that. I want to go all the way.
What is your prescription for readers? What's the amount that you need?
Hold on. Oh, they're here, actually. Hold on.
Okay.
I think they're 2.5x.
Wow.
No, my readers are upstairs. Yeah, they're big.
Wow.
2.5. They really are.
5. Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
And so I put on my huge readers, and I went into the documentation trying to see if I could find something around it. And I did find something that was not mentioned to me when I was sat down to be sold, is that it's $4,500 each eye. So
oh,
it's
wow. Okay.
$9,000 now.
And would that means the basic would be $2,000, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's, so you're not getting out of there for any less than.
Okay. Can I ask you something about that?
Yeah.
Are they cagey about it?
Tell me each. I mean, the whole thing.
They
did.
Well, why the F don't they say that? Come on.
I know. And I'm still bothered by the fact that they didn't tell me they were going to, but then they dilated my eyes before I sat down for the sales pitch, so I couldn't really read the documents.
Do you think they did that and that was hinky? Do you think that was
on purpose? Why would anyone go through the process of dilating your eyes and then not looking at them?
Then run.
I'm not going to this firm anymore.
No.
I'm going to have to go. And I do want
to.
People in the Washington, D.C., actually Northern Virginia area, that have had good experience with cataract surgeons, throw me a recommendation because I'll shop around.
Nodak 701 said, how about $4,500 and an eye patch for the bad eye that doesn't get fixed?
Mike, you know.
I think that the fact that they dilated it before you went to look at paperwork, and either an oversight or something a lot worse.
So to
worse.
Speak. But well, no, they did, but yeah. They didn't do anything. They didn't look at my eyes after it was dilated.
Yeah, so it's either like they completely forgot to do it, or they're trying to, you know, pull one over. And the fact that they didn't tell you it was each eye is crazy. That's why they do all those TV commercials.
It's mind-blowing to me. And, you know, you brought up eye patch, and it just reminded me of one of a lovely story from my checkered past that I'd like to share. As you know, Mike, I used to indulge in alcohol occasionally.
Yeah.
And there was a T-shirt signing for, I think, one of the Don and Mike Bowls, which means I was probably like 21 or 22.
God, time flies, baby.
And I was hitting it pretty hard. And I thought I was okay to drive, and I was just over the limit when I was invited to stay through the courtesy of Fairfax County in one of their dwellings for the evening. And I do remember when they were going through my possessions, because I was coming from a T-shirt signing, and for some reason we had been talking pirates on the show that week. My document that I had to sign said, one set of keys, one wallet, 60 Sharpie pens, and an eye patch.
And a wonderfully fun evening that ended in a problem with Johnny Law.
I do remember a good curveball on that is that behind me in another car was Matt Elliott and Stimpy, Chris Madzik. And when I got pulled over, they just left.
They left
the scene. Away. Yeah, they wanted nothing to do with it.
Well, I don't think it was that they didn't want anything to do with it. I think that they perhaps didn't want to linger and meet the officers as well.
Well, I would have arranged an introduction.
Yeah, I know you would.
Back then, I could see great.
So where do you stand now with everything? Are you just going to seek out other options?
I'm going to phone around, and if not, I know you can get a great dog for $200.
You know something, Rob? I will say this, that, this is not an unusually difficult procedure for people
to
do
easy.
This.
It's fast, and it's almost like 99.9% without incident, and even incidents can be fixed. But that
but
just seems like a lot of money.
It's the society we live in now, where the only people that'll be able to do that are the people that can peel off, $9,000 and,
without thinking about it,
without even thinking about it.
This is with top of the line health insurance.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like I'm out there trying to.
They don't consider your eyes to be part of your body. They don't.
And according to the guy at the original exam, he said right now, if you were to go into the DMV, it would be a coin flip as to whether or not you could renew your license.
Wouldn't you think that because of that, that they would offer some sort of assistance?
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Thanks, Scoob. Scoob, it's always nice to have your ray of sunshine in the chat group.
What did that a-hole say?
Prices are all the same for cataract surgery.
Thanks.
He's something else, isn't he? He really is.
And for one thing, that's not true. It's not. So I'm sorry he's wrong. And I just, what I want to do, Mike, is I want to balance out quality of care with amount of money laid out.
Well,
I don't want to go to like a, you know, something that's next to a vape shop in a strip mall, but I also don't need to go to the most lauded surgeon in Loudoun County either. I'd be happy just to get my vision back.
Yeah, I think, look, it's just ridiculous the way these people do that. It's why you see the doctors you see and the dentists that you see advertising on the TV are the people that are putting money in their pockets. There is no insurance. It's not coverage. And by the way, you know, I would assume that eye care is included in some of these countries that offer universal health care.
It would have to be.
It should be. It's your vision. It's your driving. It's everything. Come on, people.
Cataracts, actually, I was surprised, does not fall under vision, falls under actual health care. So it's. I mean, I have a vision card for like prescriptions and
yeah,
and
for the cheap stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that
you get yourself
cover.
A pair of effing contact lenses, but you're not going to get anything that's going to really help you.
Meanwhile, I'm running around my house with Swifty Lazar glasses, trying to find my keys.
Yeah, I mean it sucks. Good luck with that. I hope
it works out
for you. But I mean, I think anything cosmetic, I'm okay with that. I'm okay if you think you need a facelift, but you really don't because it's not medically necessary. It's really not medically necessary.
You're right. You're right.
But
it
your
is.
Vision
it
is necessary. It could kill you. If you're, you know, is it worse at night when you're driving a car at night?
Of course it is.
God damn it.
Stuff now that I look for that he told me is like, he says, sometimes when you wake up in the morning, your vision will be better than other times. Okay, I get that.
Right.
You'll get flares around bright lights. It's almost impossible for me to drive into sunlight, even with sunglasses and a visor, because my eyes are hypersensitive to that.
Is that
and
because also of the cataracts that they're hypersensitive?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, okay. I have horrible erectile dysfunction. And I don't know if that's related to the cataracts or not. But anyway, you know, it couldn't hurt if you see things
good luck.
Better.
I hope it works out for you. I really do.
Me too.
I'm going to give you, you know, when we come back, I'm going to share with you a product that I think you'll get a kick out of. And it's cost effective. And,
I love it.
I think it's something that, you know, you might want to put in your closet. We will do that when we come back on the microwave.
You know that
we love Soul, and with good reason. They make delicious hemp-derived CBD and THC products with precise dosing, clean ingredients, and formulas designed for predictable feel-good effects. They have the amazing out-of-office gummies, the refreshing and delicious out-of-office drinks, and they even have THC oil drops. But now, they have some new products that are truly next level. Soul now has out-of-office mood gummies, three new gummy varieties that are specifically formulated to reset your routine one vibe at a time. You can get uplift for a little boost, balance to keep things nice and steady, or mellow because sometimes we all need to take it down a notch. Mood gummies are where it's at. Remember, all of Soul's best-selling out-of-office gummies deliver a customizable calming buzz. It's the easiest way to unwind without the grogginess or next-day regret of alcohol. You wake up feeling rested, relaxed, and ready to go. Josh and Rob swear by them, so don't be a dummy. Buy a gummy. Bleh. Give yourself the gift of a healthier unwind at the end of your day. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off. I want to tell the chat group to keep it in your pants as I do this tease for tomorrow. Tomorrow on the show, Rob, I would like you to come armed with a list of movie stars you are sick of. And please don't say it in the comments.
Okay.
Discipline yourself.
I don't even have the comments open, so it'll be totally safe.
So be aware that we'll do that tomorrow. I came up with a list for today, but I wanted to discuss my favorite new product that I like a lot. Now, this to you, Rob, would look like a lovely green belt, right? Isn't that nice?
And exactly, green belt, from the Land of Oz.
Well, you know what? When you do a lot of golf, you know, some of it is color forward.
And it would go with the jacket that you hope to someday win.
Oh, the green jacket. No, I'm wearing a green shirt, and I'm wearing sort of off-green olive pants, and so it works. And I got my little green buckle here. But can I tell you what makes this buckle unique, Rob Spiewak?
Yeah, please.
Are you familiar with the ratchet belt?
I am not.
Okay, so if you can, please explain the mechanism of a regular belt that would hold up your pants, how you use it.
Well, first of all, a regular belt would never be green. But normally,
I brought it in there because I thought it would be funnier to show people
you know, it actually
my green belt. And by the way, this is part of it. It actually, my waist size, it actually, this the end of this belt is out in the garage.
Now, didn't you earn that from your judo classes?
Yes, I did. I'm a green belt.
So, and also, Mike, one of your favorite places in Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So a regular belt.
That. What is it? I
green
missed that.
Green belt.
Oh, green belt. Yeah, green belt, Maryland.
Have
green
you
belt.
Been gone that long?
Sorry. Yeah, sad. I have, actually. Yeah.
Sad. Okay, a regular belt will have a buckle with a pin, and then on the far side of the belt, there'll be holes. And you put the holes, you thread it through the buckle, pull it back until it's tight, put the pin in the hole, and it holds the belt
the
there.
The pin in the hole.
Right, and then you tuck it in. But the problem with the pin in the hole, and forgive me if I'm thinking ahead, is it normally only gives you about an inch to an inch and a half of play per size. It's not very exacting.
All right, so this is what I like to, I have now, you know how I get obsessed with things like shoes and sunglasses and reading glasses. As I slowly continue on the road to bankruptcy, I really what I like to do is purchase things that do not cause a real uproar in the old checking account.
Sure,
that's why I use. I'm gonna hold it up really close. This is a ratchet belt.
So on one side, it's got like a texture almost like a series of bumps.
Yes. And what you do with the ratchet belt is you thread this through.
Right.
And then
into the buckle.
When you do it, when you put it in. And then it's
like a zip tie for a fat person.
See? It's not fat. It's not for fat people. I'm fatter, but I mean it's not. This is for anybody.
It's a zip tie. For your pants.
What it does is it eliminates the wear and tear of the buckle penis that goes into the buckle vagina.
I understand. Thank you for spelling it. Where does the tail go? Does it still come out front and then you tuck it into
your
belt loop?
There it is.
Wow.
It's right
How
there.
How easy is the release?
The release. I'm glad you asked.
Thank you.
The release is right here.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Can you release it? Oops, I got to do it on this side. It's right. See
Uh-oh. It? Yeah.
It's okay,
it's a button. Yeah.
Right. It's really easy.
Yeah.
Just
well,
like
no,
that.
That is easy. But, I mean, I would be afraid, you could trick people if you gave them a ratchet belt that had no release.
And it's strangely satisfying. Listen to this.
I'm thinking zip tie. Down. Zip ties give me satisfaction, too. Mm-hmm. Is that a Temu product?
No, it might be. I think it's an Amazon product. Now, you should look on Temu. How do you get it just right? Well, you get it just right by the belt comes with its own buckle, and then going to be harder.
But so you can adjust the buckle against the other side of the belt.
Yes.
And is that just like a normal clip?
Okay, here we go. So
okay.
You flip it up. You flip this up. The buckle comes off.
Right.
All right. Just like this. And then it comes out. Come on, Michael. All right. Wait a minute. All right.
You would not do good on QVC.
All right, hold on just a second. Oh, see? Okay. Then what you do is you cut.
That's brilliant.
You cut the belt and you size it. You get a variety of, you get a range of sides, and then you cut it along that, and then you put it back into the little buckle, and it works.
So I could order like a 65 or a 70-inch belt and then cut it down to my size.
You could. Yeah, you could take an inch off and get it just right.
Do they offer different sizes, or is it just one size?
They offer a range of sizes, small, medium, large, extra large, that type of thing. But it's a beautifully designed piece, and I have multiples because I like to have a good... I was never a really big belt person until they came up with these because I like them so bad because there's the fit... is so much nicer.
It's exacting. I remember back before these that you were a suspenders guy.
Somebody says, I want an apology for being called an a-hole when Rob finds out the prices are the same for cataract surgery. He makes
I'll tell you, top of my list.
I love you, Scoob. I love your participation. Thank you very much for that. When you find out, he's rooting for you to find out that the prices are all the same.
Mike, you know what? There's so many good things that can happen to you in a day, but when you find out you are loved,
That's yes,
I
know. Best.
Beloved. Yeah. So Ratchet Belt, remember?
I love it,
oh,
yes.
By the way, and I'll give him a plug. I don't care. I'd love to advertise him on the show. But there's a particular version of these belts on Amazon, and it's called Jukmo. Now, this is where this is where we need Josh. Jukmo. Okay. J-U-K-M-O. And okay. They are magnificent. I don't think the one I showed you is a Jukmo, but it's a very similar mechanism that they have.
Does Jukmo come in a very huge selection of colors?
Not really. No, they've got pretty standard stuff. Pretty like, the brown and your black and stuff like that. Maybe a gray.
I was hoping for this July, maybe you and Josh and I could get red, white, and blue belts.
Speaking of Jukmo, are you going to have the Jukebox Festival at CAT 2026? And people want to know, when is CAT 2026 this year?
CAT 2026, as always, is July 5th. And it will be held at, it's not Jimmy's, it's the Ice House. It's the Ice House across from Jimmy's.
Okay.
And this year is going to be great because we're bringing in all of the surviving members from the cast of the show Vegas.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah, that I think we really, lost really the star, exciting. But I think, a lot of people will be there. And, of course,
Tana going to be there? Is he going to be, or is he dead?
He's dead, I believe.
Oh, I'm sorry
But
about that.
We have the contest where we have all the objects in the jar, and you have to guess how many there are. And this year, it's condoms.
Oh.
And then if you win, you get all the condoms. And also, we're giving away a 13-inch television, a color television.
You know, in our demographic, nothing more valuable than a condom. Jesus. We have to take a break when we come back. Do you have some beautiful videos that you've gathered for us today?
I do, and they're all about CAT 26.
CAT 2026. They were clamoring for it. We'll be right back.
So
hey, Fudge Cutters, Mike O'Mara here. I want to share something my wife Carla is really excited about at DermGlow Skin. Peptides. Peptides are natural compounds in your body that act as messengers, helping with things like repair, metabolism, sleep, and energy. Now you can supplement them all. Partnering with a trusted telehealth partner, DermGlow gives you access to doctor-prescribed peptides in all 50 states. It's simple. Take a quick online quiz, get approved, and your order ships straight to your door. Peptides can improve your energy, metabolism, and cellular health. Detox and skin support, hair, skin, and scalp health, better sleep, and the Wolverine stack for recovery and healing. And of course, GLP-1s for weight loss. Whether you're trying to lose 30 plus pounds or just the last 5, there are programs and microdosing options to help with benefits like reduced cravings and better blood sugar balance. Everything is prescribed by licensed doctors safely and conveniently. If you're low on energy, struggling with weight, not sleeping well, or just not feeling your best, there may be a peptide that can help you. Visit DermGlowSkin.com and click the weight loss and peptides to get started. DermGlowSkin.com, helping you feel better from the inside out. Hey, I got a super chat that I missed from Francis Ethel Gum 1 for $2 for the R. Wadham Spiewak. When the F is CAT 2026? So I'm glad we got it on.
You know,
thank
Mike,
you, Francis.
It's actually time to really, if they're clamoring, then they should get a little bit of information. This year, it's not just CAT 26, it's Cataract 26.
Cataract 2026. It's a full name of it right now. By the way, speaking of the super chat, before we get to the beautiful video, I do thank everybody for participating on the YouTube chat group. And it's growing, and I like that. And please, if you have fun getting in here and commenting and hearing us read your comments each and every day, spread the word and get some of your people that you think are funny and would like something like this every single day. We appreciate that. We can't get to all of them every day. We can't read them all, but it's fun. So please join us every single day.
It's the show within the show. And when there's a good energy in the chat room, it always makes me happy.
Great energy today. Thank you very much. All right, it's time for your video.
Let's do it.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video. Jerry
time. Mike, I know that going back into the heyday, we both were fans of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I used to play them a lot on college radio.
Mm-hmm.
And their real success came even after that in the 90s. But
give it away. Give it away.
Give it away.
Give it away now.
There's a page on YouTube that I go to a lot called There I Ruined It. They do musical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is pretty brilliant. This is what a Red Hot Chili Peppers song sounds like to someone who has never heard the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay. Come to a leaper with the peppermint bait, the chalupa's in the fair to ready.
Bull Knob, California, buttermilk pancakes in my eyes. Stepped on a toe, broke a Navajo code. Now it's time to reiterate California. I got a thumbtack on my nutsack, pies 3.1415. Hey, oh, I don't know what I say.
No. I love it.
The more I sneeze, the less I blow. Got frisky with the buffalo. Hey.
The only problem is that their lead vocalist actually sings a little better than Anthony Kiedis. That's the only problem.
But. And the thing about it is, though, you'll still, if you like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, you like that. Even the, you know, even the fake song is fun. I like
it
that
makes
a
me
lot.
Want to memorize the lyrics. My godson, my godson, your son, Michael, does he still like Legos? I know Legos are red hot.
Not necessarily as much as, you know, yeah, the answer would be yes. The short answer would be absolutely he does. He's not as into him as he was, but he still likes a good Lego. He does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has he ever been scammed?
Like with fake Legos?
Oh, something much better than that, Mike.
I don't know. Share it with me.
Police say the Target shopper in Irvine went for expensive Star Wars and Marvel Lego sets. He committed his crimes, they say, when he returned the collectibles for cash. Instead of handing over a complete set of Lego pieces, Jarrell Augustine is accused of filling the box with something you'd expect in the kitchen. Pasta.
Yeah, so one of the cases that occurred here in Orange County.
That's Ziggy. That Azarcon.
And instead of Legos, they found bags of dried pasta.
The scam investigators say is to mimic the sound of Legos when you shake the box. 28-year-old Augustine from the city of Paramount allegedly stole Lego figures and other pieces from the sets, sealed up the boxes, and got refunds at Target in places like Costa Mesa, Irvine, and Westminster, as well as out of state.
Officer Ziggy does not have patience for people that put pasta in your Lego box.
All right, so here it is. Okay, yeah. So this is your crime.
Yes.
How he's got to buy the Legos to start. Oh, he steals the Legos.
No, he buys them.
Yeah.
Opens the box.
Right.
Replaces small parts with bags of pasta, then reseals the box. It's the same weight and sound when you shake it. Returns it, gets the cash back, but sells the other pieces on the, I don't know, the Lego black market, I guess?
The black market know. Without the box. Because
yeah,
you
without
don't
the
get
box,
the box.
Yeah.
Do you think he saves the instructions, too, on how to put it all together?
You know, I think he probably makes a photostatic copy.
I want more. I want more on this story. I want to find out exactly how he goes about doing that. Because, I mean, if you don't have the, you know, the nice little box that shows you what it's supposed to look like, that's kind of a big deal. But you know, who knows?
It looked like he was only stealing the little things, like the figures and guns and little things. And I've got a couple mini Lego Elvises because why not?
Right.
And they're tiny. And so,
Rob,
but I still paid like
that,
$5 for them.
You ever think if you didn't have a few of those, that maybe a few less of those mini Elvises and maybe your eyes would be in better shape?
Yeah, but Mike, if I had better eyes, I'd look at my shelf and I'd say, where are the little Elvises? Where have they gone?
Well said.
Thank you.
Touché.
Mike, you don't beatbox much, but there's a couple guys that... I didn't say not at all. I just said not much. Here's a pair of guys that appear to be very close, and they actually did an entry video to the World Beatbox Championships, and I watched and watched because I thought it might be fake, but I think it's real. These guys are nothing short of fantastic.
They're from the USA.
They're from the USA.
From the USA.
That's a good one.
Great. And then they went out and got coffee.
I'm just trying to look at the guy on the right. It was not, there's a little latency with the video, and I was trying to figure out how he was getting that sound. The guy on the right's the star. I mean, that's
just
incredible how he does that.
Some of those low sounds might be actually inhaling. You could absolutely do it. And also, they're using good mic technique. They've got SM7s that they're doing close and far with, but. I want to also play you today, Mike. This has nothing to do with beatboxing.
I can do Tommy Dorsey.
Oh, the greatest beatboxer of them all?
Mm-hmm.
know the name of the song you just did?
No.
I'm getting sentimental over you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Scoob. Scoob gave you a $10 towards your cataract.
Oh, thank you. That's great. Thank you very much, and you know what? I just found a place that does them for $10, Scoob. So.
Very exciting. Go ahead. I interrupted you.
Don't you love the feel-good news story that's attacked by the goofy and happy newscasters? Mike, there was a flight from, let me get this right, from Atlanta to Portland. And talk about one that importers love to talk about.
Now, here's a story you don't hear every
this
day.
Guy.
This guy! At Portland International Airport say a baby was born on a flight to PDX. Fox 12's Vince Ibarra talked to a passenger on board that plane and has more on this miracle delivery.
A Delta flight took
this guy lazy
53 customers in tow, but there was one more passenger on board once the plane landed here at Portland International Airport.
It was a normal night in the sky for Delta Flight 478 when the unthinkable happened.
It was pretty wild just to see it all happen.
Atlanta resident Jess Cushenberry was traveling to Portland with her daughter Taylor when there was a medical emergency in the back of the plane on Friday night. Cushenberry says flight attendants were able to assist the passenger, but then shortly after, less than a half hour away from landing at PDX Airport, there was another emergency.
Oh no.
So I actually didn't realize what was going on at first.
Duh.
And then somehow my seatmate found out that there was being a baby born.
There was a baby born.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Think about that the next time you ask for a blanket on a Delta flight.
Very, very. Hey, you know, he wasn't being lazy, though. He got the home pictures off the phone of the lady that was doing the being a baby.
I get a hunch that that guy spends a lot of time on Facebook. That really wasn't a big grab for him. But anyway, mother and baby doing well. Let's close this, Mike. One of the great families in NASCAR, the Wallace family. Did you see what happened at the...
Rusty Wallace?
Yeah, but Bubba Wallace is the one running the 23 car now.
Bubba.
And he took a bit of a misturn at Talladega over the weekend. Have you seen
terrible
this?
Terrible racetrack. No, but a very dangerous racetrack. Absolutely.
This makes me not feel so bad about, let's close with this, about flipping my car when I flipped my car.
All the way down the back.
Oh, right away, and Wallace is in the wall.
Can you contact. Start it again? Start it again, please.
Okay, yeah. Here we go.
All the way down the back.
Oh! Right away, and Bottas is in the wall right after contact.
Right in front of the pack. Blaney's around. Logano's around. They're all wrecking. This is the big one. That's the whole field.
Wow.
Mike, when the wreck was complete, there were four cars left on the track after that crash.
Yes, sirree. I had Denny Hamlin in my house one time.
Yeah, but he didn't do that. You got to leave that to Bubba.
FedEx car. FedEx car, everybody. He was a
FedEx 23 car hit the wall, Bubba. Yes.
Wow, that was a heck of a... It's known to be a very dangerous racetrack. We got to get out of here. Hopefully, he'll be breathing and functioning. You know, and by the way, if he just wants to... You know, it was funny because you're talking about his voice doesn't sound really good. Well, he doesn't talk as much as you and I anyway, so he can just come down and look sick in the lower right-hand corner.
What if the bronchitis medicine restored his ability to say the letter G? Wouldn't that be a miracle?
We'll see if he's back tomorrow. Thank you very much, Rob. Appreciate that. Thank you all for the super chats. Please spread the word on our YouTube comment section. We like doing that. It's been really good this week, and I'm getting more and more into it every single day. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Sirocco, this is Mike O'Meara saying so long, everybody.
Thank you, Pop. Love you.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MearaShow.com.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
What the hell's going on here?
Just thought that we're almost finished. Good. Golly, Miss Molly.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Thank you for correcting my English, which stinks. I am Nanja Ibuko, exchange student from Cameroon. Ha 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 ha!